The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Severini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game!
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Sharks 3, Blackhawks 2. Net empty to our right. Blackhawks with 6 attackers. 25 seconds left, and the Hawks win the draw. Bedard turning away from Graf on the point, holding it in the Shark zone, sending it to the middle. Poked at. Can Graf get it out of the zone? No. Held in. 14 seconds to play. It's along the boards. Desharnais fighting for it. Killing time. Fed out to the slot. Intercepted by Celebrini. Dishes it off, and Graf pokes it out of the zone. 5 seconds left in the game. One more chance for the Blackhawks as Bedard slaps it to the net. Knocked down by Nedeljkovic, and he clears, and this game is over. The San Jose Sharks get a rousing round of applause from the great crowd here at SAP Center as they have defeated the Chicago Blackhawks 3-2. They needed this one badly, and they got it. A gigantic win for the team, a big boost for the morale, and now celebration in San Jose as the Sharks have defeated Chicago.
Well, you talk about support, and you talk about response. A tremendous response there, and I really love the adjustments the Sharks have made on defending the 6-on-5. Anytime that puck was along the yellow, they were very aggressive, and that aggressiveness made it difficult for the Blackhawks to make a play, and because of it, they're able to get the win.
Yeah, I think we've done had some really growth, you know, a lot of growth in individuals and as a team, and it's new for a lot of players. I thought, you know, example tonight, I thought Misa was really good tonight. He was skating, he was on the puck. So I think it comes and goes with inconsistencies with that individually, but from a group, there's a lot of good communication and effort to play the right way and be under pucks and play above teams and understand, you know, perfect example is, you know, 2.5 minutes left, we have an ozone change. We're able to get in the forecheck. We kind of kill off about 1:30 and getting fresh legs out there. So just the details of that we need to play with. In certain situations, we've seen some real growth for sure.
All right, good morning, everyone, and how are we all doing? The San Jose Sharks hold on for a wild 3-2 win over Chicago Monday night at the Tank. They got 2 big points on the board. The only bad part out of Monday night is that Nashville and LA played into a shootout with LA getting the win, so both teams walk away with points out of that one when all is said and done. So we look at the standings on the morning of April 7th, and we see that San Jose currently sits at 4th in the wild card, 81 points, one point back of Nashville with a game in hand. They are 2 points back of LA with a game in hand. If we look at the Pacific Division, they are 5 points back of Vegas with a game in hand. They are 6 points back of Anaheim with a game in hand and 6 points back of Edmonton with a game in hand. So San Jose, they have their opportunities. They have a game in hand, and the schedule coming up is definitely going to be challenging for every team involved. But San Jose has the next biggest game of the year coming up Wednesday night. They host Edmonton. This one is going to be on TNT, a nationally televised game, but it'll be right here on the Sharks Audio Network, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock go time, right here from the Tank. And then they are going Thursday to Anaheim to take on the Ducks. Again, a 6:30 pregame, and then it's a 7 o'clock go time. Then on Saturday, it is going to be home versus Vancouver, the last home game of the year, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock go time. And then the next week after that, it's 3 on the road at Nashville Monday afternoon, at Chicago on Wednesday afternoon, and then at Winnipeg on Thursday afternoon, and that wraps up the regular season. So the Sharks still have 6 games left. They have been winning the majority of their games as of late. They have now won 5 out of their last 6. They're now 5-4-1 in their last 10. They are trending in the right direction. Yes, that 6-game losing streak still hurts. That might be the difference when all is said and done. But San Jose now at 37 wins, they are two wins shy of totaling their win total of the last 2 years combined, and they keep on giving themselves a chance, and that's all you can really hope and ask for at this point. They're far ahead of schedule. No one expected this team to be where they are right now, and it's a great story as they surge towards the end of the season. They bounce back from that tough loss against Nashville. They play a clean game. Alex Nedeljkovic was phenomenal throughout the game. He kept on making the big save after big save. Guys were giving up their body block and shots. It was an effort that San Jose showed from the start of that game that I absolutely loved. You saw them fall behind 1-0, and that was Ryan Donato on a really, really nice play that Nedeljkovic made the first save, and Donato was there for the rebound, and that's a credit to him. And, you know, watching Chicago, even though they've been eliminated, put up a good fight, was a fun storyline. But then San Jose followed up with three consecutive goals. William Eklund's unassisted goal on the breakaway was brilliant. He has some of the most brilliant plays of the season, and he's been playing with a fervor as of late. He got just another great performance out of him and his line, and he was able to tie the game up at one. Then you had Kiefer Sherwood coming up with a massive goal assisted by William Eklund and Alexander Wennberg. So that's a two-point night for William Eklund, and that's that line coming up with the first 2 points. And then on the final goal, Celebrini feeds Colin Graf. Colin Graf gives an absolutely phenomenal no-look pass and feeds Will Smith from behind the net, and Will Smith crashing comes in and makes the goal, gives San Jose a 3-1. You knew there was going to be a fight all the way till the end, and then Nazar comes up with a power play goal, 6:09, to make it 3-2. But from there on out, San Jose played with a fervor, a desire, a will, a drive to win, even though Chicago kept on bringing numbers, even though they kept on coming at them, even though they had an odd man advantage, or excuse me, an extra man advantage at the end with the empty net. San Jose kept on absorbing it. They kept on being able to throw bodies in front of the puck. They kept on being able to come up with the big plays, and that's how you do it this time of year. It's April, 6th yesterday, 7th this morning, and San Jose kept on coming up with big plays when the big play was called for. That is a team that is giving it their all to make it to the playoffs. You know, Mario Ferraro, watching him block shots, and even in the midst of so many bad seasons, we saw Mario Ferraro giving up his body to block shots. We've seen him take injuries. We've seen him do so much to help this team win. You know, I don't know what Mario Ferraro's future holds, but watching him block shots in that game last night, especially there was one late, a crazy sequence where he was able to get his body in the way and block a shot and help clear it. Just the effort. You know, you appreciate how much it means to these guys. And listen, I know it means just as much for a lot of those guys on Chicago who are fighting for jobs and showing they want to be part of the future, but that's where you start to appreciate it that much more, because all these guys in the NHL, they are giving it 100%. I mean, we can go to platitudes and talk about 110%, 120%, whatever we want to classify it is, but they are going all out. They are redlining. They are maxing out to help their teams win. And when one team's effort to win is just that much more so, it tells you how much they want it. It shows how much they want to win these games. William Eklund at times this year has been snake bit. I'll be the first to acknowledge that. There have been times where I've thought to myself, man, he can't buy a goal right now. He's not been able to hit, empty nets on a couple occasions. We go back to that first game of the year where he tried the wraparound to Barry Vegas and the Sharks couldn't do it. But that was, that was part of the narrative this year. I feel the Sharks had to start off 0-4-2, six straight losses. I feel that William Eklund had to feel some of that stinginess, and his game has been able to grow in leaps and bounds this year, even if his point total doesn't show it quite the same way. You know, I think the injury, obviously, in the offseason and the injury in the middle of the season, changed his trajectory over the course of the year. But, down the stretch here, who's coming up with the big plays? William Eklund. Who's flying through the air and scoring goals against Boston? It's William Eklund. Who's coming up with wild no-look passes? It's William Eklund and Colin Graf, but William Eklund doing it as well. Who's coming up with breakaway goals? William Eklund, as well as Alex Wennberg and Kiefer Sherwood, that second line and their secondary scoring, the way they're playing. Kiefer Sherwood, he is such a fire starter. He's such a spark for this Sharks team. To watch him add on to what William Eklund was able to do to give the Sharks a 1-1 game, and then Kiefer Sherwood with just a great goal. He gets so fired up in every game, and I was in the dressing room after the game last night, and I had my my kid Desmond down there with me, who was helping us with some of the recording, and the regular season games are running out, and I want to make sure my kids get out to as many games as possible, and it's hard with the school year and my own schedule with the Quakes. So I had him down there with me, and, you know, we're waiting around for an interview, and Kiefer comes walking back after doing what he's doing, and he goes out of his way to go over and give a fist bump to my kid and say what's up. And, like, that's the thing. It's like he was fired up. He was all smiles. The game was been over at that point by, you know, a half hour or 40 minutes, but he's coming over saying what's up. He's fired up for the win. He's so into this Sharks team right now. He is so into what everyone is doing, you know, looking at what everything the team has been able to do up to this point of the season. Kiefer Sherwood's a late addition, but he's totally bought in. And again, watching that second line continue to come up with plays, whether it's Kiefer Sherwood, whether it's Alex Wenberg, whether it's William Eklund, they are maxing out to help this team come up with it. And we talked about it, me and Alan Hoshida, on the NBC pre and post game show, about how, you know, secondary scoring has to be a big part of this push to the finish. We talked a lot about Alex Wenberg, and it's Alex Wenberg and William Eklund and Kiefer Sherwood. They're coming up with big moments. They're coming up with big plays. And of course, the top line's going to do their thing. You know, the way that Graf and Celebrini and Smith all play together, I know there is still a very sexy idea of what Chernyshov and Smith and Celebrini can be in the future, but the way that Colin Graf provides and develops and works so well with those two players, you know, makes the great plays, makes the great passes. Colin Graf has been just such a great story for the San Jose Sharks, getting him undrafted. And I know a lot of people have thought, oh, those undrafted guys, they don't really turn into much. But Colin Graf, I always like to point out to people, depending on who you talk to, grew about 5 or 6 inches from his draft year, a much bigger player, a much bigger body. And that just changes his entire outlook and his game completely. The Sharks sign him. His game had progressed through college. You know, he gets a couple of games, what, 6 or 7 at the end of the year a couple years ago, plays half the year last year with the Barracuda, plays with the Sharks, then goes and plays in the playoffs with the Cuda again at the end of last year, has some big moments, some big games for them, shows up this year, comes ready to play, and I think he was sat down for the second game of the year when the San Jose Sharks were trying to figure out their lineup and their, you know, their guys at that point of the year. But since that point, he has not relinquished his spot. You know, I think he's pretty much played in every single game, and he's come up with so many huge plays on the penalty kill, defensively, offensively. He's played on the top line, second line, third line. He's been all over the place, and he keeps on contributing. He keeps on being a big part of what San Jose is doing, and was a big part last night as San Jose went from a, you know, 1-0 deficit and then scored 3 straight. I mean, to me, doing that against a team like Chicago, who probably had a little bit of wind in their sails taking a 1-0 lead, San Jose was able to respond and take back the game. That's the biggest part to me. And, you know, you give up Ryan Donato, who's, you know, I'm a big Ryan Donato fan. I really appreciated his time with the Sharks and just the way, you know, he goes about his business in the NHL. I really appreciate, but, you know, Donato scores a great goal to give them the lead 1-0 early on. And then you've got the William Eklund goal, and then you've got the Kiefer Sherwood goal. And then you go early in the third period, you've got the Will Smith goal. I mean, that's the Sharks taking back control of the game, even though Chicago was going to make it very difficult for San Jose. San Jose kept on pushing, kept on being able to try and break through. And eventually, you know, once they got those, that first goal in the second period from William Eklund, you felt the life come back into the building. And then they did not go, you know, go quietly from that point on. It wasn't enough just to tie it. And you had Kiefer Sherwood. Then you had Will Smith, you know, just a great performance. And Will Smith, you know, the other night against Nashville, he did not play well, and I don't need to pile on or anything, but he just did not look like he had it. And then the game last night, he was much more engaged. He was going after pucks. That's the guy that the Sharks need him to be. And, you know, he and Macklin Celebrini and Colin Graf all combined for a great play at the end of the game or towards the later stages of the game to give them a 3-1 lead. And they would need that buffer. I mean, we've seen this so many times, you know, in the last couple of years where San Jose had a 1-goal lead late, would surrender and then would give up a goal in overtime, something to that effect. You know, this extra goal gave San Jose the buffer that they needed. And that's the type of mentality that they've got to take forward into the playoffs, because it's not just going to be one goal as enough. They've got to take more than that. They've got to do more. They've got to give more. They've got to fight more. That's what San Jose is tasked with going into these final games of the season. They have to keep on giving it their all. And I know it's a tough task. 6 games remain, and that means they're going to have to, you know, dump it all. They're going to have to give it all into these final games, but they've got a great opportunity now. Again, it just annoys me that, you know, last night's a 3-point game. Nashville picks up a point in a shootout loss. LA picks up 2. You know, San Jose's got their work cut out for them. I know that I was reading some of the schedule stuff last night, and I believe LA has Vancouver twice, but, you know, don't underestimate a team's desire to play spoiler. Don't underestimate a team's ability to, you know, mess with a narrative. And also, don't overestimate a team to maybe look at another opponent while going up against a team that's down and out. You know, we've seen the Sharks in the last few years give teams a real hard time towards the end of the year when everyone had counted them out. And I know last year ended with an extended double-digit losing streak, but, you know, that's the way it goes sometime. That's the way that you have to look at things and just figure out where, you know, a team is. Don't overlook them. Don't expect them to not challenge, because there is a whole lot of pride on the line. And San Jose knows that going up against Vancouver coming up. They know that when they're going to play Chicago again. There is nothing easy this time of year. Even if teams are eliminated, they're going to go all out to try and keep you from achieving your goals, because that is the level of pride that exists in the NHL. There is nothing that comes easy, and it's going to be a wild, wild ride to the finish. All right, let's get into some of the highlights from last night. Dan Ruzanowski, he's had a lot of fun calling this year, and he had a lot more fun calling last night's game as well, alongside Jamal Mayers. Like we said, Ryan Donato had the opening goal, and I do not have that cut for you. But I do have William Eklund's equalizer in the second period that breathed life into the building and really set Twitter and social media on fire. What a goal, William Eklund, on the breakaway. Man, get it done.
Luka Madulin just gave it away to Lardis. Drop pass now. Here's Bedard moving into the Shark zone. Throws it off to the left side. Wyatt Kaiser tried to dish it off, but it's poked away. And here comes Eklund. He's got a breakaway as he races down the middle of the ice. He shoots. He scores! William Eklund with a tremendous burst of speed up the middle and a very anticipatory defensive play. Cut into the zone all by himself as he pulled away from the Blackhawks back checkers, and he beats Spencer Knight to tie this game 1-1 at 6:57 of the second period.
William Eklund with a huge goal. The tank is rocking. Everybody's excited, and the San Jose Sharks don't look back from that point on. Kiefer Sherwood adds to the party, and again, the tank is on fire.
Off the faceoff. Sharks have it in the offensive zone. Eklund in front, shot, score! Kiefer Sherwood from William Eklund, a one-time shot that was brilliant. It whistles by Spencer Knight, and the Sharks take the 2-1 lead with 5:05 to go in the second.
Such a big response in that second period. The Sharks go into the dressing room after two. They are up 2-1. You knew it was going to be tough to the finish. You knew the Sharks would need an insurance goal or more. And at 3:28 of the third period, Will Smith from Colin Graf and Macklin Celebrini. Graf, what a pass. I was floored by that move. We're going to talk to Graffer in a second here. Will Smith with his 23rd of the year, a point for Macklin Celebrini. 3-1 San Jose.
Celebrini races back into the offensive zone, turns away from a check. Waits for some help, throws side of the net, Graf in front, quick shot, Will Smith, he scores! Celebrini delayed for a couple of seconds, got it to Graf, and then right out in front of the net. Wow, what a job! Will Smith makes it 3-1, Sharks!
Three straight goals from San Jose, fully in control of the game, but you knew it was going to be a wild ride to the finish. Chicago would come back and put their second goal of the game on the board, making it 3-2. And then Alex Nedeljkovic just kept on coming up with big save after big save, along with the Sharks' defense, a total team effort. But Ned gets a lot of the highlights.
And Chicago is able to push it down the ice. That's not going to be icing, as Orloff is back to retrieve for San Jose. Oh, no, he gave it away. Here comes Fondale moving in, shoots. Great stop by Nedeljkovic. An amazing save. An Orloff turnover. Fondale, an opportunity to tie the game with 1:19 left. And Alex Nedeljkovic comes up gigantically for San Jose Sharks hockey.
Yeah, Ned keeps on coming up with the big, big plays. I mean, we looked at the way he's been playing as of late. His game before this that he played, I believe that was Thursday night against Toronto, was huge in that game, only giving up one goal. You know, neither of the goals tonight was he at fault, giving up only two goals. The way he's stepped up for this team, especially at various points with Askarov going down, and, you know, he gets that extension for a reason. He's such a great player. I was able to talk to Ryan Warsofsky. I don't know if any of you heard me on KNBR yesterday when I was filling in for Derek Papa alongside Adam Copeland, but Warsofsky came and joined us on the show, and we talked about, you know, Alex Nedeljkovic, and I asked him about his, you know, ability to be kind of a another coach mindset on the team. And, you know, Warzo agreed and said that he sees the game, you know, from that coach's perspective, and having him help this young group, Alex Nedeljkovic, you know, on the ice, off the ice, his mentality, everything he does such a phenomenal job. But the job wasn't done yet. San Jose would continue to be pressed by Chicago. It was a wild ride to the finish.
Sharks 3, Blackhawks 2. Net empty to our right. Blackhawks with 6 attackers. 25 seconds left, and the Hawks win the draw. Bedard turning away from Graf on the point, holding it in the Shark zone, sending it to the middle. Poked at. Can Graf get it out of the zone? No. Held in. 14 seconds to play. It's along the boards. Desharnais fighting for it. Killing time. Fed out to the slot. Intercepted by Celebrini. Dishes it off, and Graf pokes it out of the zone. 5 seconds left in the game. One more chance for the Blackhawks as Bedard slaps it to the net. Knocked down by Nedeljkovic, and he clears, and this game is over. The San Jose Sharks get a rousing round of applause from the great crowd here at SAP Center as they have defeated the Chicago Blackhawks 3-2. They needed this one badly, and they got it. A gigantic win for the team, a big boost for the morale, and now celebration in San Jose as the Sharks have defeated Chicago.
Well, you talk about support, and you talk about response. A tremendous response there, and I really love the adjustments the Sharks have made on defending the 6-on-5. Anytime that puck was along the yellow, they were very aggressive. And that aggressiveness made it difficult for the Blackhawks to make a play. And because of it, they're able to get the win.
And the Cali Finn jersey gets yet another win. You've got a hard time having me agree with the Sharks wearing anything but their normal unis, but they keep on winning in the Cali Finn. So I don't know if they're going to be wearing them anymore, but it was nice for San Jose to get one more victory in those black unis. All right, I was able to speak with Colin Graf after the game last night. Let's hear what the Graffer had to say.
All right, we're here with Colin Graf after an impressive victory over Chicago at the Tank tonight. Let me start off, man. That pass to Will Smith. Have you seen a highlight of it for the goal for your assist there?
I think I saw it on the Jumbotron after, but not on my phone yet, no.
You need to take a good look at it because that's going to be one of the passes of the year, man. Can you take me through what you saw? Because obviously your body's going one way and then you've got the puck going the other way.
Yeah, good look from Mac. You know, I sort of had saw Smitty before I turned that he was coming to the net and just tried to get it through that D-man, not trying to let it hit a skate or something, and then Smitty did the rest.
Yeah, were you able to see him put it in real time, or were you twisting?
No, I just heard the crowd, and I was like, oh, that was good.
That's a good sound, yeah. So obviously that's a big goal at that moment for you guys. Obviously you go down early in this game. Just with the momentum swing to, you know, score those three straight goals, how'd that feel for you guys?
It was good. You know, I think we've been playing good hockey. Besides that Nashville, I guess both Nashville games, besides that, I think we've been playing well. And you know, we knew we weren't out of it. We clawed back last game, mm-hmm. and you know, we know that we're gonna get our chances, and it's just about bearing down on them and putting them in the back of the net.
Was it hard to put the Nashville game in the rearview mirror, knowing that you were able to come back from that 3-0 deficit? But that's a tough deficit to get into in any game. The momentum is in the other team's favor.
Yeah, you know, I think personally, just it being Easter yesterday, my family was here, so it was good to, you know, get away from it a little bit. I think that's what we did as a team, sort of hit the reset button, and, you know, there's, I guess, now 6 games left, and they're all important, but you can't get too, after that when there were still 7, so I can't get too down about one game.
Nice, yeah, and then obviously you've got a big game coming up on Wednesday against Edmonton. You know, that's a very challenging team. They've been to 13 of 14 possible Stanley Cup final games the last 2 years. What's the mindset going into that game?
You know, I think it's a little similar today, just trying to stay above their skilled guys as much as you can, make it hard on them. And, you know, when we have the chance to get it in deep, so we make them go 200 feet, don't give them any easy offense.
Yeah, no, and you guys have played some really good games against them, and it's the next biggest game of the year for you guys. So, you know, you get to enjoy this for a couple more hours tonight, get a good sleep in, and then start preparing?
Yeah, you know, I think Warzo said, you know, this morning that we're basically in the playoffs at this point, so, you know, I guess it was technically a 7 game, so now we're on to game 2.
You know, you say that like your each game is that playoff scenario. Last year you play roughly half the year with the Sharks, and you are able to play in some of those playoff games with the Barracuda at the end. But, you know, just to have this much of a change in 1 year for this team, just to where you are in this situation, how big is that for you and for the squad?
Yeah, I think it's you know, we had confidence in the room coming in, and, you know, we didn't listen to any of the outside noise, and obviously, some guys have played really well and helped us, and, you know, we're just trying to scrap and claw our way in.
Obviously, a lot of people are talking about your game. You've hit the 20-goal mark now at this point. You're still going. You're getting, you know, wild assists like you did tonight. How good do you feel about your game?
I feel good. I feel good. I think I went through a bit of a tough stretch personally, just trying to generate offense. But obviously there's going to be ups and downs in the season. It's a long season, and for me it's just trying to stick to my game and try to execute as well as I can.
There's so much pace to your game, and I know that you play with a lot of aggression. With in terms of the offense, if it does cool down, do you have to almost kind of wait for the offense to come and not try and overdo it, or is it just continuing to work hard and eventually you'll find your play?
For sure, yeah. I don't think it's something that you try to force. I know a big thing for me is just trying to get my stick on pucks and deflect pucks, and you never know what that might create. So just trying to have my stick in a good spot. I think that sometimes that defense leads to offense.
What did you think of Alex Nedeljkovic tonight?
Great. He's been great, and he was great again tonight. Yeah, and I like the all-black pads.
I always wonder if it makes it harder for him to pick up the puck when there's more that much more black out there on the ice.
I actually don't know. That'd be a good question to ask.
I was going to talk to him next. I was curious if you thought about that at all. And then your boy Ekki is talking over there. Did you see his goal? Do you have a view of that from the bench?
Yeah, great goal. Breakaways are always they're challenging, but he makes them look easy a lot of the times, and good five hole.
I was riffing from some of the guys between his twisting through the air goal and that breakaway tonight. He's probably got two of the most impressive goals of the year.
Yeah, I mean, that Boston one was special. Yeah. That's probably goal of the year.
Did your Boston friends give you a hard time about that? And say, could you ask him not to score that against us next time?
Yeah, they actually did. They were like, well, if anyone's going to beat the Bruins, it'll be the Sharks, because they're rooting for me, too. So it was good.
Yeah, man. By the way, you mentioned the family was in town for Easter. What did you guys do for the Easter dinner?
We went to LB Steak on Santana Row. Yeah. It was good. It was a good meal.
I'm sure it was. Right on, man. Well, I'll let you go. Thank you for your time. Congrats on the win, and I'll see you on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Great stuff there from Colin Graf, and just watching his game flourish. I can't express how impressed and proud I am of that young man for turning into such a remarkable player, just because I know he plays with a chip on his shoulder and he keeps on showing everyone what a great player he is. And I feel like he's one of those ones where early on when the Sharks got him, I saw his game and I said, ooh, he reminds me of Logan Couture. He's got the defensive play. I didn't know if he had as much offensive upside, but now that he's got 20 goals, now that he's piling up assists, and I think about where his game will be in the next few years, yeah, Colin Graf continues to be a big, big-time player for the San Jose Sharks. Let's get a little bit more out of Ryan Warsawski out of last night's game before we finish.
Yeah, I think we had some really good moments throughout the game of how you need to play this time of year. So was it a perfect picture? Probably not, but, we'll take it this time of year and move on.
Coach, can you take us through the mental preparation I've had for this game and what will be the game plan against Edmonton? They got big names, but of course, it's all about taking it day by day. What will be the plan for that?
Yeah, I mean, we just got done with this one, so we'll focus on that. The rule is 12-01. We'll move on and get ready, prepared for those guys. And we've seen them obviously quite a bit here as of late. They're a good team. We'll learn from the game tonight. We'll look at the film. We'll do our individual meetings, our game, team meetings. We'll do their same routine that we always do and get ready for a really good Edmonton team.
And what would be some of the positives that you can recall from, especially in the second period?
Just the way the quickness that we played in transition. I thought we had good speed. I thought our forecheck was really good tonight. We were getting on pucks. So those are the things that we got a little bit more inside than we did in the first period. So, those are the things that kind of come to mind.
Now this morning you said about Willie McLinn that he thought the Nashville game was, a big growth game for him. Continues that tonight. Just what have you seen from William these last couple of games here?
Yeah, he's a man on a mission in a sense. He's playing on the inside. He's got a direct game to himself, and he wants the puck on his stick. He's feeling it right now as far as where his game is at. He's skating. His legs look good. I think he's a guy that just really, really wants it. He wants to be a difference maker, and I think he's really grabbing on to this type of hockey, which is really important.
Did you guys have a conversation about what you wanted to see from William here, maybe after a bit of a dry spell last month?
There's numerous meetings that go on and conversations, with individuals and our team. So I would leave it at that.
Nedeljkovic, we have a lot of confidence right now. Obviously, it seems like the team really kind of feeds off. Is food for thought maybe to go back to him?
We're going into a back-to-back. So he played really well tonight, made a huge save there, under a minute and 15 on Frundell. And then in the 6-on-5, he made some huge saves. So he was really good tonight.
And that wraps it up. We are just about out of time, but I will be back with you on Wednesday afternoon as we get ready for the next biggest game of the year, the Sharks taking on Edmonton. 7 o'clock right here on the Sharks Audio Network, 6:30 pregame. That is a nationally televised game once again on TNT, the next biggest game of the year for the San Jose Sharks. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.